AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Egypt's president calls for a joint Arab military force to address what he calls an unprecedented threat to their stability and identity. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi made that comment as he spoke to other Arab leaders meeting at a Red Sea resort. Right now, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and fellow Sunni-led allies in the Gulf and Middle East are bombing Shiite rebels known as Houthis as they try to take over Yemen. The Arab nations see the fighting as an attempt by Iran to establish a proxy state on Saudi Arabia's southern border. A Somali official says at least 17 people are dead following a more than 12-hour siege at a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. Officials say the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab extremist group attacked the hotel, and Somali troops responded, eventually taking control of the building. Remembering the victims of the German Wings airliner crash. A church service last night in Germany. Investigators say the co-pilot apparently locked himself in the cockpit and flew the plane into a mountainside in the French Alps. Father of one of the three Americans killed in the crash talks of his grief.
I don't feel anger.
Robert Oliver Calvo lost his adult son on that plane.
I'm really sad for the father, the parents of that young pilot.
He says he's been advised not to go to the crash site.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
He says he's not focusing on the plane's final few moments, but on the 37 years that he and his family shared with his son, Robert. I'm Rita Foley.
Italy, already faced with record number of migrants making the risky trip across the Mediterranean to reach Europe, and also now are having to handle a record number of requests for political asylum. UN Refugee Agency says those requests jumped 148% last year. This is AP Radio News. More than 7 years after her British roommate was murdered, Italy's highest court has thrown out Amanda Knox's conviction.
I'm so grateful to have my life back.
Knox steadfastly maintained that she and her former Italian boyfriend were innocent in Meredith Kircher's killing. The Italian court exonerated both, declaring they did not commit the crime. Regional finals are set in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Last night's winners, Louisville, Michigan State, Gonzaga, and Duke will meet tomorrow. Louisville taking on Michigan State in the East Final. Duke and Gonzaga paired in the South. Blue Devils center Jahlil Okafor says he's looking forward to the matchup.
There's 8 teams left. It's great. So hopefully we can take care of business on Sunday.
Today, the finals in the West and Midwest. They feature Wisconsin playing Arizona in the West Final, while Kentucky takes on Notre Dame in the Midwest. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.